shit. What's going on there? Uptown ENT, back at it again, aka the 2021 tag team, aka 2021 Hall and Nash. Get whatever new age outlaws we all been.
The DMX, not DMX, DX, look at me.
It's like, okay, where are you going with this? You going with rap duos?
Yeah, I guess we can do that too. I'm in the entanglement, boy. I'm trying to get all my shit on entangle. I had to move location.
That's the word you choose to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm glad you clarified that. So y'all know what it is. It's B and Low back at it again. So B, I'm gonna go ahead and just lean on you a little bit there, friend. What's been going on? Oh shit.
I don't remember the lyrics to the song Lean on Me. You know what it is, it's just new baby blues, taking care of it. That little dude got anger issues already. I'm just like, damn, man, you're just inconsolable. Just man, crying. You see this no more.
I mean, obviously, you know, you still have to shift gears from, you know, raising like girls to now to raising a boy, because, you know, clearly it's different. I don't know, man. Maybe you might be able to go on ahead and, you know, maybe do things that you wanted, that you maybe want to do, because, you know, you could be a little bit more rougher with boys. You can like play wrestle with them and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll be fighting my daughters. I'm like, hey, you gonna learn these reflexes, son. I ain't got no son, so y'all just gonna have to do. y'all ain't got no big brother, so y'all need some kind of love, because when you get to school, it's gonna be rough. And if you catch a girl with a ski ponytail, then you need to be prepared. So, because she probably gonna beat your ass if she got on them black Reeboks. And the souls will wind out.
That's the uniform.
Yeah, buddy. In the blue polo.
Hey, man, you said that ski ponytail, man. That right there just let me know what was about to happen.
Well, I'm like, you either walk away or just say you got it, or you just gonna have to defend yourself.
Yeah. Man, you know what? And it might be because I've been out of school for so long, high school or whatever, like junior high stuff. Man, I look at kind of like our kids now and them going to school, and I just be looking, because, you know, I survey whenever I go to my son's school. I'm like, okay, who the troublemakers? And I go and ask him, like, hey, he fucking with you? Because I beat his ass. And and he'd be like, nah. He'd be like, nah. So I'm like, okay, so y'all really ain't got like no real like tough kids at this school.
No, all them motherfuckers be playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
All of them.
Man. Dude, because you know, remember kind of back... Stuff, man,
teaching them to be friends.
Right. I mean, but you remember back when we were in school, man, looking back on that shit now, I didn't realize how dang... Well, I guess I knew how dangerous it was, but I just stayed out the way.
Yeah. We had all type of shit at our school. It was just like, man, dang... If I gotta fight this big motherfucker, I'm gonna deal him with this chair.
Hey, man.
Type of thing.
Hey, yeah, man. Cause I'm like, damn, I look back on like some of the stuff. Like somebody at our school got stabbed. They got like jumped and stabbed during a fight. Like on, like in the school, like not like out of the school, off school property. It was like in school, during school.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh man, we ain't safe. Man, let's just stay in Ms. Bell's class. Lock the door.
Yeah, that shit like used to. I go from, man, it used to have me kind of like annoyed back then, but looking back on it, I don't think I was as annoyed in the moment. I was just like, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm gonna stay away from them motherfuckers because they crazy or whatever. Like, I don't want no static. I'm coming to school, I'm gonna go ahead and join with like my little crew, and, you know, do whatever I do with after school activities and bring my ass home.
Right. Same here, but I had Bloods at my bus stop. And I was like, dang, man. I mean, wish they was cool. They ain't never started nothing. But, you know, I just got to stay it on that side. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. The conversal side. I ain't doing none of their activities and nothing like that. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. They stayed wearing red. Like, I ain't never seen somebody wear all matching red sweatpants. And a striped red shirt. Something had to be red. Like, they ain't never wore no other color. That's how I knew. I was like, dang. Some bees in this bitch.
Other than that, who would you have like, on the bus stop, nigga? Big John?
He looked like him. His name, they called him Snacks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. And then the his crew. And then, you know, they all graduated the year before, except one of them got held back. I think he got held back twice after I graduated. The one dude in his crew, because he thought they were going to school and learning, so he wouldn't, but, you know, find out they passed. And went on to college. Well, it's smarter to graduate high school and do what you need to do afterwards versus staying in that mode and trying to be the Rick the Ruler or something.
Well, you need to, I mean, education definitely important, but you also just need to at one point kind of like put that gang life behind you or that street life behind you, like still keep it in the forefront, like, but you should become a different person the older you get. Case in point, I don't know if you just started watching this documentary on FX, but it's a Hip Hop Uncovered.
Oh, yeah, I watched the first couple of, it's kind of like, I feel like we covering the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I watch a hip-hop show,
well,
it's the same interview, different interviewer.
I think, right, and I think they at least kind of, like, changed the cast around for this or whatever because, you know, they interviewing people like, I mean, in case you ain't, you know, like, aware of these people, like, Big U or whatever, like, I've heard Big U mm-hmm. shouted out on a lot of like West Coast records from back in the day, but I never knew like who he was and the stroke he carried in the street, like Haitian Jack. I remember him just because Pac was always talking about he, you know, he the one that set him up and he dissed him all against all odds. They got
on the diss that if I read, I watched his little interview, he became tough.
Dude, Haitian Jack looked. Haitian Jack is like, he looked like he about five or whatever, but you could just tell just the way he, just by his demeanor watching that shit, he ain't nobody to play with, still.
He said what he came to do. He picked up the steel and came back to his bullet.
He was like, man, and then they got like Deb Antony on there, Waka Flocka's mom, and you know, you know what, man, after knowing like everything that she had to go through as a kid, dog, it makes sense why she, you know, why she is the way she is now. She, like, with all these people, it's just like, dude, these motherfuckers who was born in like the 60s and the 70s and like was like alive and like, you know, like probably like grown or like at least like in their late teens, and they saw a crack come through like their area and saw what it did to the ghetto and then gang violence right. and stuff, man. Dude, them motherfuckers need medals for living through that shit and still being alive.
Which makes me wonder, was Waka alive while she was going through that? Or was Deb already solidified in the hip-hop community as a moat before he came? Because what I'm getting at is, what made him choose a street life? I understand his older brother, but you would think she would, like, I feel like she had gave him the offer. They moved out the ghetto when she became like that big hip hop mogul in the streets. Like, I feel like she moved out the hood.
Well, they kind of touched on her like story or whatever. Like, I don't know if she had Waka yet, because I always thought Waka said he grew up in New York. Like, he was born in New York. He was just kind of like raised in Georgia.
Yeah. He said just when I was like, why are you so hood?
So because when she was in New York, she was still hood. she was still like hood, like in the street life, like crime, like on like some crime syndicate shit or whatever, like taping kilos. Like she grew up like with her father taping fucking kilos to her and having her walk down to the fucking pool hall and, you know, going ahead and get the shit taken up off of her. And, you know, her got the money, go ahead and walk it back to your daddy. Cause who gonna think to search a kid?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, so you think about like that or whatever, dude, I couldn't fucking imagine growing up like that. And then it makes me think on one hand, like how different like my life could have been had my mom's life been different. And she was like brought up in like different situations. That's when they talk about like that generational curse and shit like that.
Right. But we got the mindset to change all that. That's what I don't know. I said, I feel like sometimes your parents don't want you to go through it, or they be like, fuck it, you need to be tough, so you need to do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing. I think that's what some of these kids get put in. Maybe Walker was put in that situation. Because I remember Dad had said she had got shot up in her car.
Yeah, because even when she moved to Atlanta, like, she still wasn't deb yet. And I think that's, you know, Walker was probably already in the street life before they even left New York. Or just seeing, like, his older brothers and stuff. And then, you know, I mean, you know as well as I do, we can't really control what the fuck our kids do if we ain't right there.
Right. And now, like, you know, I've seen Deb on Love and Hip. I kind of see why she got off of that show. But I kind of see why she, like, yeah, I ain't fucking with you neither. Go ahead, I'll listen. You know, come up missing. I ain't know she was about that life. I ain't know nothing about her until the show, the reality show.
Yeah.
Showed, no, I'm like, how your mama take a charge of all that? No, she been there. Like, okay.
Yeah, but nobody really did, because like, and that's why I like about this show though, because it's giving you like them glimpses into like these damn bosses. Like the most powerful person is often the person that you don't see.
Trick.
Man. Tricky? Man. He
was straight up honest about it though, man. He didn't know, like, he was selling crack just to get money. He didn't know the after effects, side effects from it. And then when he found out, he stopped.
I don't think anybody really knew in the moment, you know, saying what crack was doing. And also, y'all need to go ahead and watch Snowfall. If y'all haven't, season 4 just started. It's talking about, you know, the effects of crack, like it had on like the hood. But yeah, I do, you know, Trick is one of them people on there who, like, he just like a champion of the people. He just like, look, man, ain't shit happening in Detroit that ain't positive, you know, while I'm around. Like, you know, which a lot of them cats on the show was doing, like having like the sit downs and stuff like that. I think Trick is the only one on that show who wasn't involved in some kind of controversy though. Like controversy with, like, they try to say, like, they were saying, oh, Haitian Jack killed, well, it's been said, Haitian Jack killed Tupac, and people were saying, oh yeah, Big U and Nipsey had a fallout or whatever, and Big U set up Nipsey. And I'm like, eh, whatever, dude, y'all be quick to say somebody killed somebody else or whatever. I don't think it really get that. I'm not a street dude, so I don't know how intricate to get into the streets, but I think, like, sometimes it's just like that life come back to get you.
Right. You kill this dude just because he ain't get you the next day or the week later, don't mean he ain't plotting on you.
Right. I mean, everybody don't have like that almost instant karma like that Tupac did, where it's just like, yep, you jumped on the wrong motherfucker tonight and now your fucking car shot up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy.
Tupac, man. I can see him. He was throwing a lot of stuff because he wasn't a real gangster.
But you know what?
And this ain't got nothing to do with his music.
Right. You know what though? He wasn't though. That's why, like, Pac was trying to get out of music. He was trying to get like out of music or whatever, and start doing more like acting and stuff like that or whatever. Because I mean, take it as a slight if you want, but Tupac was just good at acting. So that's why he was good at pulling off that gangster role or whatever. Or some people say he had a bipolar disorder. That's how he was able to like switch, you know, so back and forth between like the gangster and the dude who like makes Brenda got a baby and want to uplift the black people. Then be like, shit, you wonder why they call you bitch.
I believe that. Them make all the sense.
Oh man. So so Pac and Meek Mill might have a little bit in common.
You saying Meek Mill bipolar?
Man, you know it's something wrong with Meek, dog. You know it is, dude, because I just want to know why this dude ain't do to Tekashi 6ix9ine the same thing he did to Safari. Because remember they tried to jump Safari. They was chasing that dude around.
Yeah, they pulled up on Drake. So how come he pull up? Oh, maybe it was the pills.
Man, it was something, dog. And everybody who talking about, who is saying like, oh, Meek still on papers or whatever and stuff like that, he can't do nothing. Whack 100 came out and was like, nope, he been off papers. He could have been did something. And plus, at that point, if that dude running up on you, that's you defending yourself.
Cops ain't see it that way. I think that's what Tekashi was. He ain't trying to go back to jail.
I think part of it, man, really, but that, I just didn't understand like the whole taking out their phones and aiming them at each other. I feel like if I'm Meek Mill in that situation, and I already know this dude's reputation, and I already know that this dude be all about clout and stuff like that. Like, dude, go away from me. You're not about to have me be part of the circus. Like, I'm not even going to pay attention to that dude. I'm going to tell my security, you know what? Let's just go ahead and leave. If dude heard, we leaving, because I'm not about to be part of the circus.
Man, bump all that. How you, was that you and I talking about the Kobe hit meat bar?
Yeah, did you finally hear the snippet?
Yeah, man, he talking about something. He ain't with the sensitivity or some fuck y'all sensitivity or some shit like that. I'm like, okay, say that about Nipsey Hussle, man. Make a rap song.
But then he turned around and was like, yeah, I talked to Vanessa Bryant, you know, saying in private, which I guess, you know what, if Vanessa Bryant cool with it, which I can't see that lyric is ever going to get actually like put out on the final song. But I'm just like, dude, that's one thing. I'm like, man, I didn't understand how people, like, I don't know if you called Joe Budden's podcast, but Maul was on there like straight up like defending Meek and Rory and Joe was like, look, man, we on the side of the grieving widow, of the grieving widow. And me and Maul's like, nah, that ain't what Meek meant. Dude, you can't say if Meek meant that in a good or a bad way. Look, at the end of the day, Kobe Bryant and his daughter and several other people on that helicopter died. Why are you bringing that shit up?
Right. And the way she went on, she appreciated it. I don't want a conversation unless he called her and apologized.
Man, I know she tried to kind of diss him. Well, she did kind of sneak diss him a little bit. She was like, I've never heard any of your music, but I believe you can do better than this. I said, yeah, dog.
Get him. He deserved every bit of that, too.
that was classy, Shane. But, I mean, it's just like, and man, but you know what, though? The bar wasn't even clever, dude. It wasn't even like a hot bar. I think people would have let shit slide if it was at least like a little clever bar.
Yeah, he did, man. He came out with that one album when he released from jail. And it was popping, but now he can't get that same energy back.
Well, dare I say, the only reason why that album was popping was because he had that lead single with Drake. And everybody was like, okay, him and Drake then made their peace or whatever. I still think Going Bad is the only reason why that album went platinum.
Because that's the only single they've been playing from that album. Yeah. I think that might be the only bad thing about having Drake on your shit.
Oh, the fall off after you have Drake on there?
Yeah, because I see what Future had did with his song, like Life Is Good, and he just did that remix, which the remix don't even make sense with all them people on it, because they all offbeat. All of them. Yeah, it's like so it sounded like he took like a verse from Lil Baby off of one of his songs, and a verse from Lil Baby off of one of his songs, and then mixed it in with Life Is Good, with that beat. Because if you listen to it, it don't even sound like Baby even rapping on beat. None of them, both of them.
Probably.
They sound like they rapping or something else.
Yeah, they probably did that. But you know what though? I think Future is one of them people who has bounced back. What we was just talking about, like with having a Drake feature and your career not just being ass after that, because Drake, remember, was on that Tony Montana.
Oh, I forgot him. Damn, that's hella old. I forgot about that. A decade ago, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
just
Tony Montana.
damn dog. That shit
And
made me
then,
feel old.
was that a remix? Or did he do the other thing where he did another Tony Montana song without Drake on it?
I think that was the remix, but let's be honest, that's the only song that's the only version people care about. Like when the Migos are another one. Like when the Migos dropped their Versace, the original Versace with just them and Drake on it. Dude, everybody I know cut that song off after Drake finished rapping, but the Migos, became something eventually.
Stay with a Drake verse. Migos, stay with Drake verse. And I think every album they got at least one song on there with Drake in it. But at least Drake be putting them on their on his some of his albums or singles or whatever he be doing. I don't even know if he be making albums anymore. Like he just be having singles on the radio.
I think Drake, the reason why people are respecting Drake so much is because they remember what happened, like with Jay-Z, which, they kind of like laughed at Jay-Z when he first started, which, I mean, everybody was. People who tell you that they thought Jay-Z was going to be what he is now, back when he first came out with what's my man name? With Jazzo or whatever, they lied to you. Nobody ever thought Jay would be this, and they just kind of like, and people are kind of like seeing the way that Jay has acted over his career, and the same way Drake kind of acted in the beginning of his career, because a lot of people fronted on Drake, even when it was like clear, like, okay, like this dude got something, and people were still kind of fronting on him, and Drake, like, all right, well, I ain't fucking with you no more. Find somebody else to feature on your song.
And he came out with all the mixtape hits and then those singles with like Wayne and all them, and then now what? Everybody gotta have a Drake single.
Cause I doubt we will see him and Nicki ever work together again. Cause I think, he just over that shit, because Nicki kind of like tried to like little boy him a little bit. And he like, what? He like, nah, this ain't like back in the day. Like I'm Drake now. Like this ain't like back when we first started together and I was, sniffing your ass and shit.
Surprise, smell like plastic. Hey, does she sound good with ASAP Ferg? I like when they do songs together,
Yeah.
Nicki and ASAP.
I mean, well, I don't know. I've heard whispers. I can't, because I ain't really trying to dig into it or whatever, but I've heard whispers that Ferg has written for her on time on from time to time.
He probably yeah. Probably why they connect way too well on their songs. I'm like, man, this should go.
I mean, and then you gotta just think about it too, or whatever. Like, I'm glad you brought up Ferg, man, because Ferg don't get enough respect. Ferg, man, Ferg been really low key the king of New York for like the past like what decade himself.
People can sleep on they do. I like them, man. I like his songs. His music.
Yeah, he got a good he got a nice flow.
Shit, who else? What else? I mean, Schmurder.
Oh yeah, so yeah, how you feeling about that?
Think he gonna come out and rap?
Hey, as long as he don't do like I forgot what my man name is in that video you sent me where he was like, it's Bop, bitch. Bop.
Just heard of it. Yeah.
Hey, he said, let's get Rich Homie Quan on it. They was
Ooh.
like,
Hey, they was tripping, man. I don't know, man. That's cool. That's what's up, though, that Quavo was holding him down the whole time, picked him up and everything.
Right,
And showed him
while
love. A lot of them rappers just come out and
yeah.
they get no love.
Yeah, that's just like, but this is kind of like Quavo is kind of like, I guess, going by old original street ethic rules. It's like your man come home, you put him on, you go on ahead and put some money in his pocket or whatever, take him shopping or something. And it's just kind of like you see like who was just yelling that shit and who was actually, about it.
Yeah. But
I didn't even know the two of them was even cool.
I ain't either until this came out. Mm-hmm. So he probably gonna be on the Quavo or Migos track.
Oh yeah, he Quavo, if nothing else, definitely gonna get down with him. And who knows, you know, he might go ahead and start letting QC manage him. And you know, we might see Bobby just move to Atlanta, which is
Bobby gone. He gonna have to learn that Quavo put some money in his pocket. You ain't get paid for the first two features.
I want to do Cat still do that in the music game. Cause I remember back in the day, you know, they would just go ahead and just be like, man, you ain't gotta pay me for the verse, dog. We cool.
If it was somebody I'm close with, I wouldn't do it. If it was like, let's say Drake be having all kind of hot features and that motherfucker went to jail, I would have paid his bond and got him out. Can you hit me with a feature?
Yeah, you would have did him like Suge did Pac.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, free my man. I need a hit.
I need to hit my career on life support.
Yeah,
out here.
There's a lot of rappers out here that need it.
Man, you want bad, man. Shit, I don't know how much time you got, but you want to go ahead and talk about WandaVision?
WandaVision. It's a lot of people talking about WandaVision. They hated on it at first. That's my song. Hey, man. I'm still cool with it. I wonder how it's going to end. On this last episode, we got Agatha?
Yeah.
Took it trying to figure out her powers and shit. There's some stuff in there I was kind of like. So.
We got albino vision.
White vision, yeah. True vision, if that's what you want to call them. Yeah. Double vision, as some other people call them.
With them creepy ass. Or some people call them no vision.
No vision.
I've heard that floating around too. I'm like, okay.
So we all know Wanda got her powers from the one of the elder gods in the comic books. So I guess my question is, when she was by the Mind Stone, was that supposed to be an elder god that she saw, even though it was like her outfit?
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Because she's a mutant, though. So wasn't it because she had Magneto's DNA?
Mm-mm.
Dang, how they twisted that around.
I'm starting to figure it out, because it's either the Mind Stone or she already had her powers, though. At the beginning, you remember she got hit by that bomb and they said she stopped it?
Yeah.
But I was like, well, what's that? I don't even know how to pronounce the damn name. Sithunan. He's like an elder god in the comics, that the one that gave her the powers. But we don't even know if, like, in the comic books, we still didn't know if Magneto was her father or not. Because, you know, she still had the other parents.
But I thought that was just because Magneto had, you know, piped down her mama.
Cheated. So she cheated on the dad. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But that, you know, like everybody that's a fan of WandaVision, they shouldn't really be a fan of WandaVision, because her story all fucked up, even in the damn TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the damn comics. It's like, damn, she fucking synthetics now. And she got the mental illness, thinking she got kids and whatnot. And she, like, how's she getting piped down by a damn robot?
Man.
Everybody like, yeah, Wanda, man. Wanda could be Batman. Wanda can do this. Like,
dude, Wanda fucking crazy. Wanda can't beat nobody who was like level headed. She don't even know who the fuck she is.
She outsmarted. She, like, this TV show should tell you that. Like, you ain't even got to read the comics. I'm like, she's not even focused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the witch. How the witch got in and under her.
Right, she didn't know she was being played this entire time.
She don't even know how to use her magic. So you telling me she know how to alter? Y'all saying she know how to alter reality, but she don't even know how she did that. She just had a mental breakdown and boom, there go the hex. Right.
Yeah, she just threw a fucking big ass tantrum and yeah. everything just.
In the comic books, the witch taught her how to use her powers. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen next. And they're going to use her, and I still think Mephisto's somewhere in there. Because, in the, you know, in the comic books, Agatha used the soul of Mephisto to create the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think Will said he's excited because it may be getting to Avengers Disassemble and a lot of chaos about this shit go down. And I'm like...
I was just gonna say, man, they do Avengers Disassembled. That would be high fire. I have enjoyed the second half of WandaVision much more than I enjoyed the first half, but that's because now they actually acted like it's something on the line instead of doing that goofy ass show within a show shit. Like, I could have dealt without that. I know for some people they like it because they don't like for everything to be all grim and stuff like that, but it's the fucking world we live in, dog. Like, everything ain't gonna be no fucking cartoon,
right? And I guess I'm glad they explained the whole TV show thing, because that's what she remembered, and that should have told them that she was having mental issues right there. Mm-hmm. And she keep referring back to that, which that further explained it. But when you get into these groups, don't even talk about that. They like, man, who was White Vision? Who is like, oh man, like, oh, she got her name was Scarlet Witch. Like, well, you know, she started off as Scarlet Witch in the comic books, but
right.
It's cool that they gave her an origin in MCU. I keep trying to tell them, let's separate MCU from this. But then when you want to do these versus battles, I'm like, so who are we versing? Are we doing MCU version or are we doing a comic book version? And then they want to say the comic book version. I'm like, well, you don't know that.
Right.
We can't do it. Because you just tell me and... snap her reality. I'm like, when did she do that in the movie? Like, who did she warp reality? All she did was put some stuff in somebody's head and show them they like truth. That's all she was doing.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. But my thing is, if she didn't know how to use her powers, why was she fighting the Avengers? Mm-hmm. And Age of Ultron, I think these writers, man, they don't be paying attention. Like, they just be discovering new stuff in the new movie or something like that. And then they take a step back. I don't know.
It's just kind of like, it's like the same problem that we used to have with comic books, though. You get different writers, and then they change the continuity up every time they get it, or they change the origin story. Like, it's a reason why Hawkman is so fucked up.
Right. Was crazy because in the comic, Hawkman was after Wanda. He was trying to start a love thing with Wanda. He was getting jealous. And she up here messing with robots. Well, shit, now that I think, you think Wonder Man gonna step in?
Man, maybe I was thinking about that might be the big reveal that they tease it for the finale, because I'm like, okay, I done gave up. It ain't gonna be Magneto. Yeah. And I'm like, who else could it be or whatever? I'm like, that would make sense for Wonder Man to show up, because we ain't seen him, and Wonder Man and Vision was kind of friends.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, but we haven't seen anything like even referencing or teasing Wonder Man and Vision even know each other in this universe. So I don't know how that'll work.
Shit. I don't know, man. That's why I said, I'm just going to watch it. Right? I know we had all these speculations. I'm just going to watch it and see what they're going to do, because they already did put the puzzles together. Like, I figured they would finally, when they even gave Agatha a backstory. I'm like, damn, they need to keep her.
Right.
In the series, like, oh, when this TV show in, don't forget about Agatha.
I did hear some reports on like Screen Rant and a couple of other sites or whatever that it's some talks that they might not do a season two.
I could see that.
And they might not do a season two, especially with everything starting to open back up, because Paul Bettany might not be as available. And then Elizabeth Olsen, her star rating is kind of like still on the rise, too. So it's like, yeah, you know, we might not be able to get these motherfuckers here at the same time to do it.
Well, if she was, I don't know, they were smart, because Paul Bettany ain't really doing nothing that anybody watching is worth a damn. I'm sorry. We watching this motherfucker in Vision. He Vision us now. I'm like, you might as well play this motherfucker roll out. Same with Olsen. I don't know what the hell else she gonna play in.
Yeah. Hey, you better be like Tay Diggs on what's that show, All American. He like, nope, I ain't doing nothing if it's gonna interfere with this schedule because I'm making big money off of this.
Right. You got all these MCU like weirdos. I'm calling them weirdo fans. They love these characters, man. So I'd probably stay. You might get tired of it, but I'm like, man, I'm staying. Fuck it.
Yeah. I may only like the one of some of them true thespian type of actors would be like, you know what, I'm going to be one and done, like a Joaquin Phoenix or like Christian Bale.
Or you ain't old boy. I can never pronounce his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He be in everything. the motherfucker from Do the Right Thing and a light skinned dude.
Danny, what's his name?
I don't know. He was in Mandalorian with the black saber.
Oh, yeah. Damn, what is that dude's name?
I always forget his name. He played everything. He even in the video game coming up playing Cuban dude with the accent.
Yeah, he ain't turning down no roles, dog.
He be in, and like, if you ain't like him acting like that dude, nah, I can't see. You might as well stay where you at. Like, with him, I'm like, oh, you do whatever you want. Shit, everybody watching that shit. That's how I know you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, this dude again. That's how I'd be looking at. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker, man. I don't even know. I had to look up what nationality he was because he be playing everything. I didn't know he was mixed. I thought he had me believe he was Cuban or Hispanic.
Yeah, but that, man, I think we'd have talked about this. This might be a callback to a bunch of previous episodes. Man, there's so many people in Hollywood who be like bending race and stuff like that. It's like, damn, like this, I thought this motherfucker was this nationality. And it's like, nope, they something else.
Oh, you know, damn, I think these characters confused. X-Files. The female, is that Scully?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. But you know, she British. But.
Oh, yeah.
She British and American. So when she in America, she use an American accent. When she doing British stuff, she do the British accent.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? That threw me all the way off. Yeah, man. I'm saying, why don't you just do... Stick with the British accent, even though some of them motherfuckers, I need a damn some kind of closed caption. Like, I'm gonna have to put the damn Google Translate up to the TV or something. I don't know what the fuck he just said. That's how that dude, you know how to pronounce his name, like Cthulhu or whatever, from Get Out. I don't know what's his name.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. You could have said Daniel.
Daniel Kajubala.
No. Well, I feel like I want to say that last attempt was close, but I feel like you being kind of racist.
I ain't being racist. We just say, maybe we not, but still. I can't understand a word he's saying, but this dude can act in these movies with perfect English and whatnot. I'm like, that's just skill, man. I think they be playing us.
Dude, that's the way all them British actors are able to, majority of them are able to do it, but then American actors can't do the same thing. Because you ever seen an American trying to play somebody like with a foreign accent? They be sounding fucked up.
I think Chad he did pretty good with that. African accent he had, I guess.
I guess or whatever, you know, he didn't sound that out of place. Damn, wait a minute. Oh shit. Yeah, that's why Chadwick is not actually African. He ain't African.
No, I thought he was from Chicago or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he from like the States. So I mean like he's African American, but yeah, he ain't like, you know, like over there African. Damn, I think ain't what all of them pretty much African. Lupita, ain't she African?
Yeah, but she sound like yo. She sound like a, I don't know. I don't want to say she sound like a white girl almost, like she's perfection. Damn, I ain't mean it like that. I ain't mean it like that. Let me take that. I mean, she sound like proper. Well, I can never tell.
Deuce at perfection.
Oh, man. I can hear
you. You know me now. Uptownkidsboys@gmail.com.
Yeah. I can't think of nobody else's like that. But I couldn't tell. Like, I'm like, damn, she just, maybe African-American from here. She just looked like she from over there.
That could be it too, because what's the one the other one who was like head of the security detail and she played on Walking Dead as Michonne?
Oh yeah, I can't pronounce her name either. She was Tupac's mother in the movie.
Yeah, so like, is she African?
I think so.
Cause if she ain't African, she got some strong African features.
She does.
Look, I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody. Let me just step in front end, even though I know that y'all are gonna find some offense. But Black Americans look different from African Blacks. I'm just saying.
And I don't know why. Like, I feel like we came from over there. Like, if we came from something wrong, like, I feel like you be watching these movies and they be having like, well, check this out. The backstory behind everything. I need a backstory. When I get to wherever I go when I die, I'm gonna start watching. I'm gonna watch this shit like a movie. Like, why do we look different? Like, this motherfucker Daniel Kujula I think he's French, ain't it? Or he, I don't. But he still look like African. All the motherfuckers in Paris, Black people, Africans over there look African still. You get to America, we don't look the same. Like, I'm like, I don't understand. We the same color, somewhat, but
niggas in Paris don't look African.
They do. And then my wife was watching that movie Judas with me, and she was talking about Daniel, and she said, man, he's like super dark. I'm like, dang, like, you ain't got no room to say nothing about this in this movie right now, because right now I don't like you. But yeah, I'm like, I told her, I was like, I think he's from Paris. I ain't think they had the sun that strong out there, but he got the like the strong African like features.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe his family were direct descendants from Africa or whatever, because I don't, man, who knows, man. Maybe, obviously we all were descendants from Africa, or at least I guess you could say that or whatever. Some people may say that we're descendants from like Puerto Rico too or whatever, but when it comes down to it, who knows what the hell we're, because, you know, as you come up to America, your diet changes when you come from other countries. Yeah. Even civilized countries, like, your diet changes because we got all this unnatural shit up over here or whatever, and everything's just like who can give you the most portions in the less time. And yeah.
And we can't eat like what they eat over there because it's not going to taste right. Our taste buds ain't, our stomach ain't even going to adjust to that.
I was going to say, yeah, our stomach, it, man, we probably going to feel like we sick and dying if we try to eat another culture stuff for maybe about a month.
Yeah. Even though I've seen some African like suburbs over there, they look just like over here, but they look like they well built.
Yeah.
A little bit better, but it's like, dang, I really want to move over there, but I ain't trying to go overseas.
Yeah.
They still be having pirates and shit over there.
Yeah, and them motherfuckers overseas, dare I say, man, you think shit gangsta over here. Dog, you go over to the motherfucker, you go over there, the shit, even to the motherfucking ghettos of like France or somewhere where you think that's like, that's a city of love. Them motherfuckers will kill you.
You ain't from around here.
Yep.
You ain't grew there, you flew there. They gonna know it. That's what they say to you in Atlanta, because they be like, you talk funny, that's because you flew here. That's what they say.
Nigga, who the fuck? Well, you know what? I was just about to say, who was going to Atlanta acting like they from Atlanta? Like, who's still playing that game? Like, nah, I'm from here. I mean,
you can't really go to, like, how you go to Atlanta and tell them motherfuckers they talk funny? They really know you out of town.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, I mean, if you go there doing something, that's just like coming to somebody's house and wiping your feet, like, not even on the rug or whatever, but wiping on the actual carpet.
Right, that, because, you know, Love It, they was getting mad at that girl because she kept saying they flew here. You ain't from here. You don't know. They was making fun of the culture, low key, like dissing the, like, I'm like, she can't really make fun of them for talking like that because that's where they from. Like, why you talk like that? Like, damn, I'm gonna go to Jamaica asking them why they talk like that. They not, we in a different place now.
Right.
Oh, damn, I got it.
Wrap it up, B.
Alright then. Let me shit. I guess I'm gonna hit my throwback. My throwback is my throwback is Willie D, Bald Head Hoes. You got a throwback movie or something? All right, I think we just lost B for a minute. So maybe I'll give y'all a throwback movie or show. You know what? Y'all go back and watch King of the Hill. King of the Hill, just watch the entire series or whatever. That was like one of like the first like adult cartoons, you know. Yes, I'm excluding The Simpsons. All right, there you go. Yeah,
I'm back, y'all. Mic cut out.
You sit there talking like, dang.
You got a throwback TV show or movie?
Nah, I ain't got no throwbacks today.
All right. We'll go ahead and give them some parting shots so we can wrap this up.
Y'all have a great week. It is Monday. Please make it to Friday.
Yeah, that is a statement right there. Yeah, man, y'all be good. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. Your world is only going to be what you make it. So if you get honestly thinking that you living in shit, then yeah, your world going to be shit. I'm sure you got something good in your life to look forward to. So look forward to that. And we'll see y'all next week. Uptown ENT, and we out.
Out of this bitch.